You have already heard the gospel account from John's gospel of that first Easter. But we have another scripture reading for this morning, and Brian will be reading that for us in just a moment. It's a fairly short reading, but it is some of Paul's reflections on the meaning of Easter as he writes to the Colossians. And as we get ready to continue to hear God's word together, will you join me first in a moment of prayer? God, we have seen and heard and felt your presence in many ways, hopefully already this day. In these next moments, as we turn to your word, we especially pray you would be present with each one of us and that you would speak to each one of us. God, speak to us words that we need to hear from you on this Easter Sunday. And to that end, open our ears to hear you and open our hearts to receive you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I can see why I'm supposed to sit there. It's a long walk. Colossians 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Each of the Gospels has a slightly different account, at least of some of the details of Easter, of that first Easter. John's account gives us some details we don't get in other places, particularly this account of people running back and forth from the tomb. But there are at least a couple things to point out that are common to all the gospel accounts. First of all of them proclaim the truth, the fact that Jesus is not in that tomb. Jesus is alive. All four gospels agree, and I always like to remind people of this on Easter Sunday, agree that it was Mary Magdalene and sometimes a couple other women who preached the first Easter sermons. And I say this because there are still those out there in our world who think that women should not preach or teach or shouldn't teach men in the church. So I say this simply to remind us, if women weren't allowed to preach, there would be no Easter because no one would ever have heard the news. All four Gospels are clear. Mary Magdalene was the first to proclaim the good news of Easter. In fact, Jesus even tells her in John's account, "Go tell my brothers." And then all the Gospels are clear on one other detail. No one really understood what was going on. They didn't quite understand what had happened, how it had happened. They know that something has happened, but they're still not quite sure what. I said on Friday that Good Friday to me seemed like one of those moments when people don't need a sermon. The story speaks for itself. And something similar may be true here on Easter, because in some ways you can't say much. You have to just experience Easter. And that's why I love what Mary Magdalene, according to John, says. Here is the entirety of the first Easter sermon. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. Easter must be personal. It's not, can't just be a theological something, an abstraction, our sins are forgiven, death is defeated, all of that's fine and good. But it also needs to be personal. What does Easter mean to me? So what does Easter mean? What significance does it have that Christ, who we thought was dead, is now alive? I think Paul, in this very short passage that Brian read for us, starts to get to this point. He says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek things that are above. Set your mind on things that are above. Notice, first of all, it's conditional. If you have been raised with Christ, if you feel that Easter power and experience, then set your mind on that. Keep Easter in your mind and your heart and live it out. What does Easter really tell us that impacts our everyday life? And Easter is a here and now moment. It's not just something that happened in the past. It's not just looking forward to something that will happen again when we are all resurrected. It's a here and now moment. And Easter says this: we know how the story ends. God wins. Good prevails. Peace and love and justice triumph. Easter says no matter how dark, how awful, how hopeless things may seem in our world, in our lives, that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is love and light and peace and joy. That's the Easter message. If Jesus, who was dead, is alive again, then death has lost its sting, and nothing in this world can triumph over the power of God. That's the Easter message. And the message for each one of us. No matter what we may be going through at some point in our lives, health issue, financial issue, family issues, relationship issues, personal issues, job issues, whatever you may be going through, whatever walls and barriers you may feel you are up against, no matter how hopeless it may seem, Easter says, don't give up hope. Not yet. We can't see the path that leads to Easter, but we know it's there. We may not know how things are going to resolve themselves in our world, in our lives, but they will. I'm reminded on this Easter Sunday of the words of Julian of Norwich, who wrote, "All will be well." That's the Easter message. All will be well. Now, there are moments when that may sound crazy, unbelievable, unimaginable, as crazy as someone who we have seen die on the cross being raised from the dead. But the message of Easter is all will be well. I can't tell you how. I can tell you who. All will be well because God is here with us. No matter how dark it looks, the light is with us. That's the Easter message. Love will prevail. over all the hatred and violence of this world. Justice will prevail over all the oppression. Light will win out over darkness. Life will win out over death. That's the good news of Easter. And the question for us then is, how do we live knowing that to be true? Especially in those moments when it doesn't feel like it. There's a perspective offered at Easter which says, hold on. Don't give up hope, because we know how the story turns out. All will be well for each and every one of us. Maybe not soon, maybe not even in this life, but all will be well in the scheme of things. So hold on to hope, hold on to love, hold on to peace. And even in the midst of darkness and suffering, because of Easter, we can find peace. It's not easy sometimes, but we can find it with God's help. I'm reminded on this Easter Sunday of a woman named Marion Grass. None of you have ever met her. She lived in the little town of Leroy, Minnesota, where my first church was. Marion was a staunch Baptist and was always ready to be trying to convert anyone to be a Baptist. She was always evangelizing. As a young seminarian, just out of seminary, this always made me a little uncomfortable. But what was great about Marion, and she was about 112 years old at this time, I think. No, she was in her 80s. Is she lived it. I mean, she didn't just say this. She lived it. She was one of the most Christian people I've ever met. And I remember a moment, soon after I had moved to town, I knew her, and she was going into the hospital for heart surgery. And it was pretty serious. This was up at the Mayo Clinic up in Rochester, Minnesota. So that day, later in that day of her surgery, I stopped in. I figured I would find out how the surgery had gone, maybe see her if she was out of surgery. This was late in the day. She had not gone into surgery yet. They had delayed her surgery all day. She'd been there since about 8 o'clock that morning. Now, her family was going nuts. They were nervous and tense and worried. And the calmest person in this hospital room, maybe the calmest person in the entire hospital that day, was Marion herself. And I remember asking her, I said, how can you be so calm, so at peace? And she said, in essence, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is I die. And that's fine. I'm ready. But I know God is here. So what should I worry about? I wish I had that kind of faith. I didn't then. I still don't now. I'm working at it. But that peace, that's Easter peace. Knowing that all will be well. No matter what's going to happen between now and then, I don't know. But with God, all will be well. That's Easter. If you have been raised with Christ, seek out the things that are above. Set your mind on the things that are above. Don't lose hope. So have a happy Easter. Have a happy Easter today. Have a happy Easter every single day of your life. Amen.